According to my Nava computer, the...
Shut up! Just shut up, you idiot!
Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic! I'm lost, Andy is gone, they're gonna move from their house in 2 days and it's all your fault!
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place...
Oh, yeah, well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me...
Don't talk to me about importance, because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you talking about?
Right now, poised at the edge of the galaxy, Emperor Zurg has been secretly building a weapon with the destructive capacity to annihilate an entire planet. I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command!
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear, you're an action figure! You are a child's plaything!
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. Farewell.
Oh man, it's been 2 weeks since we recorded. I don't think we remember how to do this anymore. So what was the excuse?
It takes about 3 seconds and you go, oh, that's right, Damien. This is a waste of fucking.
I wouldn't have it any other
way.
What's
that noise? What's that noise? Is someone's phone going off?
I don't think so. But both of us did the same thing quite quickly.
Maybe it's my one.
So yeah, what was our excuse to why we didn't do a podcast last week?
I'll tell you what it was. We pushed it to the week to the Monday. Mm-hmm.
Because of rain.
And then on Monday I had an all night meeting for my presentation on Tuesday. Kaylee IPO, right. That's what I've been doing.
And then
we all decided that the movie was crap.
Right.
And so we could change a movie but give enough time to watch it. Right.
Which I still haven't.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow.
I haven't watched the movie.
Actually, speaking
partially
of
partially because I don't have a computer. Don't know if I told you this. Computer's fucked.
Wow.
And I have no plans of repairing it anytime soon. That's the worst part.
So everyone, if you're still listening at this point, that's the sultry sounds of Damien talking right there. I'm Andrew, and we also have Douglas with us. Hi, Douglas.
Hi, Andrew.
Douglas is playing with his phone.
Douglas is playing with his phone, yeah. He never really pays attention during the podcast anyways.
Absolutely
No, so this I is just remembered. I remember that there's a movie that I watched that I have to put in my list, so I just put it
do
in there.
Do you have to put it? Yeah, just thought I'd go and steal your movie.
Well, go ahead, steal it. But you haven't watched it because you don't have a computer.
No, I watched that.
Oh, you
movie.
Watched that one? Oh, okay.
I didn't watch the new movie.
That's funny.
So, thanks to weather being all right, I assume, in Jamaica, since I'm not there and Damien is at the podcast.
No, the weather was not all right today, I can
today
tell you
the
that.
Weather has been horrific. I started painting this morning.
Ooh, that was not
I painted
fun.
For about an hour and a half, and then the skies got dark, and I assumed nothing's going to happen, because I live in Bull Bay. And then the skies opened and ruined all the painting that I've been doing. And then about 4 o'clock, the rain stopped, and I said, you know, let me just call Douglas and leave early, because if I don't leave now, this rain might come back.
Of course, he called me in the middle of my class,
yeah.
And I told him, yeah, it's at 6. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, and showed up at about 7.
Right. I left at 5. There was a lot of water on the road, and then I transferred off the bus into a taxi. To save time,
mm-hmm.
Only for the taxi man to wear it though. It was fun.
And I love how when I call you, you're like, yeah, I'm watching the taxi
man
watching, fix his car.
He's doing some shit under the hood. I have no idea what the hell he's doing. We've been here for a while. People were like blowing. Because he was at the pump and he just broke down at the pump. It was amazing. I just said, people are looking at me as if they wanted me to come out and do something, like push the car. That was never going to happen. I just sat there.
That'd be awesome. So you're in a taxi, mm-hmm. and so essentially you're paying to push this car to your destination. Right. Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic.
Or push it off the pump, which again was never going to happen. So it's been that kind of day, but we're here, and I don't have work for another 8 days or so.
Well done.
Happy vacation, sir.
Yeah, my computer died 3 days before it started, so yeah, it's not been great, but I've been playing a lot of video games.
So you haven't purchased a new processor yet?
No, not going to, not for a while. I haven't purchased everything that broke this year. I haven't repurchased. It should come as a surprise anyway.
No, but I think you see, I can see Damien living a life without all of these other things that, mm-hmm. that you didn't repurchase. But a computer is pretty integral.
Yeah.
A pretty integral part in your existence.
Yeah, more so than realize until it died. I've been watching a lot of Blu-rays, and Blu-rays suck. Because
what?
Relax.
No, I think I know where he's going, and I agree.
Because up until last week, whenever I purchased a Blu-ray, two things happened. I put it in the computer,
yeah,
and then drag all the video stuff off the Blu-ray, and then put the Blu-ray blue bucket with all the other Blu-rays, and never remember. that's where you are until I need you again at some unannounced future date. Last week, I had to open that plastic bucket. There was a lot of Blu-rays there. And Blu-rays are horrendous. Because for about 5 minutes, you cannot watch a movie after you slid in that disc.
Yep.
It takes the PS3, which by no means is underpowered. It takes it about 30 to 45 seconds just to read the Blu-ray. Then once you're at that point, the Blu-ray reminds you not to steal it. Right? Under the US federal law. Then you get anywhere from 2 to 5 trailers that you cannot skip. You can fast forward, but you can skip. And then The Matrix is the one that was the kicker, because even after you hit play, there's then another thing telling you not to steal. After I've hit play, it says, under US federal nonsense. Probably shouldn't steal this shit. And then it plays the movie. I mean, it's fucking awful. this is bad. This is really, really, really bad. So, because I'm sans computer, I only watch Blu-rays. So it's only movies that we've talked about at length that I've seen. The only other movie that I've seen is the movie we should have reviewed last week. Marigold something.
The best exotic Marigold hotel.
What they did is take a mediocre script and a fantastic ensemble cast and ensemble the shit out of this mediocre movie.
Yep.
Now you want to not like this movie, but you can't because of the cast they've assembled. No matter how shitty the lines, they deliver it with such vigor and such astounding acting prowess that you kind of go, alright. And the movie ends, and you want to say it's bad, but you enjoy seeing these actors act. And so you go, it's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. Which is clearly a waste of all these actors' talents.
They all got a vacation in India. What do they care? On a side note, since you won't say it, I will. That movie is bad.
Okay, sure. No, it is wasting their talent, so it has to be bad. But they're so good at acting that you kind of accept it. You kind of go, alright, fine. And if I saw that movie again on TV, pretty sure I'd watch it again. Which is not an indictment.
You know, it's funny because I think clearly between the three of us, we go the full range of the spectrum. Andrew says it's bad. You say it's good.
No, it's not good.
me, of course, I'm in the middle because I honestly, when I saw the trailer, I think I saw the trailer a while back, and I was extremely excited for many reasons, you know, the ensemble, the cast, and the story, while this is a story that I usually, or a type of story that I usually shy away from, because this is very much a pull your heartstring, I am going to be very sad and soppy and come out positive kind of movie, and I generally don't like those. This, something about the trailer, something about the people, something about what was going on just made me feel like, you know what, this is going to be my type of that type of movie. Unfortunately, it was not. But as you say, it's still, you can't, the, for whatever reason, it's not bad. So it's just really just there. It's average. Yeah. It's all right.
It's the movie channel should get this movie stat, because it's one of those movies where if you see it on TV.
No, it's on TV already. Oh. It's on Stars, I think.
You go, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I know all these people. I'll watch the shit out of this movie. Moving on. And the rest of movies I've seen were literally movies we've talked to death about. There was one movie that I watched twice. And it is a movie. Oh my god, Douglas.
The screensaver strikes again.
It's a movie that is near and dear to all our hearts. It's I Saw the Devil.
Oh, yes.
I watched a movie like back to back. It was the only one that I did. Because, of course, I have time. I wanted to see if there was like little things that I didn't pick up the first time that would help, you know, smooth the, like, some of the crazy shit that happened in the movie. But there's really nothing to miss about that movie. The movie's awful, and then it gets worse, and then it gets even worse. And then by the end of the movie, the protagonist is walking away from a house crying, and you're also crying, because that movie is an awful, awful movie, and you love every second of it. Which means you're a terrible person. it's just great. it's just fantastic and awful at the same time. And no one should ever. You really shouldn't. We shouldn't like that movie as much as we do. But we do. The other movie that I'll talk about, which again we've talked to death about, but I finally converted my mother to, is Inception. We brought her to the theater. That's enough. She saw it.
That's
and
enough. We don't talk about
this
movie anymore.
Just relax. She hated the movie for whatever reason. And we've watched it subsequent times, and she always complains about something about the movie. But recently, she fell in love with Leo DiCaprio. And when she realized that he was in this movie, by default, she, you know, she went, all right, she'll give it another chance. And then she watched the movie again, and she loved the movie. She loved everything about the movie. The movie finally made sense, well, as much sense as Inception can make. And she's one of the few persons who, at the end of the movie, went, everything about the movie was fake. Like, none of it was real. All of it was dream. And we started, like, well, that kind of doesn't make sense, because when would the dream have started? And she's like, no, from the get-go, from the off, no, all of it was dream.
That's possible, yeah.
And I went, well, yeah, I guess.
actually, one of the big ones that roll around is saying that from the plane, from the get on the plane, there is the beginning of the dream.
Right, but she just went, no, like, from the go, from the wash up on beach point, everything that we've seen, all the realities that they've tried to, all of it was a dream. I mean, yeah, but whose dream? She said, it doesn't matter whose dream. It really doesn't matter. This is the construct of somebody's dream, and this is how they've played out the dream. And then the movie ends, I'm like, so do you like it if that's the way? And she's like, yeah. Alright, fine.
You mean like, I'll stop there.
And then I watched, like, Lord of the Rings again, like all three of them in one day, which was great. The new Blu-ray is so much better than the old one, because the old one, the CG wasn't up to par, and the new one is spectacular. And I watched the Matrixes, what do you call a lot of Matrix-I, whatever you call them. But this time I couldn't cut out the talking, so I had to fast forward that shit. And holy shit, there's a lot of talking in those two. In the last two movies,
especially Jesus. The first one, though.
No, the first one is okay.
The first one, I remember feeling like it was painful in the interview scene.
Oh,
like especially with the way he talks so slowly. I was just like, come on,
like, man. You're all diseased. Like. Let's get to the part.
Where love the interview scene. What are you guys?
Hold on, Andrew. This is not to say that I don't love that movie and that scene Andrew is not good enough. But
Matrix being awesome too. We think it's a pile of shit. Andrew, you can love a movie and still have criticisms about that movie.
No, you can't.
Fair enough. The second movie when he went to see the Oracle. Holy balls. I just sat there like, what? This movie? No wonder people hate this movie. And I was fast forwarding through it. I'm like, it's about a 15 minute scene of two people on a bench and nothing happening in the middle of a goddamn action movie. And it is bad. Oh my god. But then, as soon as people start getting hit in the face, the movie is still one of the best action movies that anybody has made. There are some scenes in those Matrix movies that no one has come anywhere close to. And that is really sad, because those movies are old. You know, thought by now that one of these big action movies somewhere would have gotten close. At some point, Avengers got close, like when the Hulk was smashing shit, but it did not do anywhere near enough smashing shit to get close to Matrix. They went all out with some of those action scenes, and I mean, people hate the movies. Those people are wrong, because they're focusing on some harsh story and forgetting that deep down it is an action movie. And that is all that matters. As long as they kept the action right. Ignore all the rest of that shit. But again, Blu-rays are terrible. Douglas, every time the movie stopped, I had to get up. And then take out the disc, which took time. Just to eject the disc takes time.
Oh, Damien, stop it.
And then you put in a new disc, and you sit there. I just wanted to kick the PlayStation in his face.
You know what I love? I love the time spent. Because, as you said, it takes 5 minutes to load up the Blu-ray. The time spent sweating and crossing your fingers and hoping that this is one of those Blu-rays where it remembers your position.
Douglas, none of them are. None of them.
No, some of them do and some of them don't, and it's Douglas, so annoying.
Douglas, it is. You try to fast forward something, and if you fast forward too fast, then it all goes to shit. Like, alright, I have to stop this and go back and pray that
that's
it
why
remembers.
You have scene skip.
Fuck. No, that's why you have a computer. And you know how many times XBMC broke because I fast-forward things? All of 0 times. It has never... I can fast-forward things to... What's it? 24X? Just blaze through the whole movie. Right? 10... You know, jump ahead 10 minutes and then go back by like a half a second if I want. XBMC is perfect. But I don't have that.
And on that note, I'm going to ask Douglas what he's been watching, because I don't care about Damien anymore.
Okay.
I'm done with this bitching.
Wait. There's one Blu-ray that might be the worst offender of all of these. I forgot to talk about. And it is a movie that's... I don't know... I guess it's kind of my fault for buying this movie in the first place. Let me rephrase that. It is 100% my fault for buying this movie. Gone in 60 Seconds. It's not a great movie.
Oh, wait. It's not a great movie. Just because, Just because I want clarification, are we talking about Nick Cage?
Yes, of course, seconds? Nick Cage gone in 60 seconds, was it?
Okay,
of
just
course.
Making sure.
I think there's about 6 trailers, and then there's the worst menu of all time, and then there's even more waiting. It is horrific, and no one should buy that Blu-ray for any reason. For any reason. But alright, whatever. I have 2 movies, Criterion. Blu-ray. 2 Criterion movies. One is
one
The
is
Fall.
Double Life of Veronique.
Exactly. Exactly. The other is Double Life of Veronique. I don't own A Prophet on Blu-ray. That is what I saw.
I own that shit.
I went, holy shit, I don't have that movie on Blu-ray.
Oh, speaking of A Prophet.
Have you watched the Blu-ray, Douglas?
Yes, I have. Speaking of A Prophet, was there a trailer? Yes, there was a trailer I meant to send to you.
Rust and Bone?
Yes. Yes.
Haven't seen it.
The director of the of A Prophet has directed a new movie.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yes.
I haven't seen the trailer.
It came out in May. We need to watch it.
Holy shit. The movie came out in May?
Yeah. Technically, it doesn't come out till November in the States, but it came out in, like, France or wherever it was in May.
What? How much does that ticket to France?
That's what I'm saying.
That's not fucking wrong.
I saw it.
Fuck you.
Alright, you know what?
Andrew,
didn't we have this conversation already? Didn't we tell you? We don't care if you saw it. We don't. Honestly, we don't care. Right? I don't care what you thought about the movie. Right? Go and find a cliff.
And jump off it, please.
And throw yourself head first.
Fuck. Okay, so
lots of Marine Cotillard sex.
Yes, I would hope so. Legless sex too. I hope.
Can you stop talking, Andrew?
Anyway, wow.
This be the podcast when it's
Why
out?
Do I feel like I've spoken about some of these things? Anyway,
I spoke about.
Oh yeah, that's why. Okay. Anyway, I watched a lot of things this week. A lot of TV this week. As I said before, I also watched Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Pretty alright movie. Not pretty alright, just alright. But I watched a lot of TV this week. And as you know, we spoke about Moon Boy, starring the guy from the IT Crowd. What's his name again? Max something.
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd, yes, thank you.
Max.
Not even close. All right, so yeah, that show's really funny. enough said.
That second episode is great.
Hey, I've gone up to 4. What are you talking about?
My computer's dead.
I still have the 5th to watch, though. I also watched Ben and Kate, which, again, we kind of spoke about last week. And I watched the full episode, and I still hold that it is, while it's not top quality stuff, it's pretty decent cheap humor. It's good cheap humor. I like it. I watched also Elementary, which is I think it's Fox. Is it Fox's latest attempt to cash in on Sherlock Holmes, with Lucy Liu as Joan Watson.
I'm sorry, who, what, no, what?
Lucy Liu plays Joan Watson.
From Ballistic X versus Seven, Lucy.
Yes, that
the
Lucy
greatest
Liu.
Movie of all time.
I love how that's the movie that you choose.
No. She and Antonio Banderas, as long as I live, that will be the movie. That no matter what they win, that is the first movie I will point to. Because that movie is the worst action movie of all time. It's not
so
even bad in a good way. It's just horrendous.
So what you're saying, Damon, is in the next like few years when you make it out and you go and you get this interview with Antonio Banderas,
right,
so he's going to say hi and thank you for...
I'm going to shake his hand for The Skin I Live In and Ballistic X versus Sevo. Two horrendous movies. And you'll say, you know, I've done better movies. And I'll say, no, you have not. No, I don't care what movie this is that you're talking about now. I want to talk to you about 2 films. And Lucy Liu. Oh, idiot.
He's like, didn't you see Puss in Boots?
No. Lucy Liu will only be ballistic exorcism.
I'm going to send him a text. We would like 5 slices, please.
So, Douglas, you say...
He just offered to bring it in.
You said the star of Ballistic X versus Sevo is doing TV shows now.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She is Joan Watson.
She doesn't strike me as smart.
Whatever. This show is pretty bad.
Wow.
I'm still going to watch it, and I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why.
So I watched the first episode. The second episode was aired and is yet to be watched by me. This show stars some British dude, or some dude with a British accent, and his name is Sherlock Holmes. I noticed that he looked familiar, and I was like, who is this guy? I know this guy. And of all people, Nicholas had to tell me who he was. Have you folks ever watched a movie by the name of Hackers?
Yes.
With Angelina Jolie from like...
Douglas, yeah. Yes. Yes, it is one of the worst movies.
One of the worst movies ever.
Yeah. But yeah. All right, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
The main hacker guy, Angelina Jolie's boyfriend, rather, is Sherlock Holmes in this movie, in his show.
Oh, shit.
Also, Aidan Quinn is in this as... Like his New York. Oh yes, he is in New York.
Douglas, you haven't explained to any
service
of us
with a smile. Thank why you?
Wow. Oh, shush. Podcast disruptive.
Can you explain to us why you are going to continue to watch this? You can't just tell me names of people and go.
I'm just gonna. No, honestly, the show was not good.
Okay,
but it wasn't horrendous. All right.
Okay.
And I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan, I have to admit.
That's good.
And so I have a bit of bias in that area, but also I want to see, I mean, I try, if something doesn't completely turn me off, I try to at least go beyond the first episode. So I'm going to try that as well. I really do believe though that I will stop very soon. But
with, why not just skip that step, Douglas?
With that out of the way, I get to talk about a good show and a bad show, and we get to play the game, which is which. So we've got two shows that I've seen this week. One from Fox, starring Mindy Kaling, who was very
the
instrumental.
Mindy Project is the good one.
Yeah,
you heard that. You're talking about this shit.
Anyway,
I've seen the first episode of the Mindy Project.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It was awesome.
So whatever
else
you're talking about,
love that show.
All right, so okay, we all agree, I guess, the Mindy Project is awesome. Stars Mindy Kaling.
So what's the shit show? What's the shit show?
Damn, you don't let me finish, Jesus.
No, anyway. We all love the Mindy Project. What's the shit show?
Okay, so I saw a show called Cuckoo.
What the fuck?
Wow. You're like tempting fate.
Yeah. This is a British show. So immediately I said, I have to watch this show. Now, I didn't even realize how awesome that this show could have been and how awful it actually is. Because I just watched it blindly, right? I saw Cuckoo, I saw British, I was just like, alright, fine. I'll watch that. About 2 minutes into the show, I realize I recognize somebody. Hold on, holy shit. Is that Andy Samberg? Yes. Yes, it is Andy Samberg. I love Andy Samberg. I think he's...
From That's My Boy fame?
I don't know what that is.
You don't? Andy Samberg, the guy from SNL?
Oh, SNL, yeah.
Right, and he came in the terrible movie with Adam Sandler, That's My Boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's how I'm mad. People know I just come up with the worst movie they've been in.
I've actually not watched that movie.
I haven't seen That's My Boy.
And
I'm just going to
honestly though, it does look like a movie that I might like.
No one in the world.
Hold on. Did you watch Zohan?
Yes.
It looks as ridiculous as Zohan. I love Zohan. Do you like Zohan?
No.
Something's wrong with you. Zohan is
something
awesome.
Something is wrong with me.
Zohan is awesome.
Something is wrong with me.
Something is very wrong with you if you don't like Zohan.
So you expect me to sit here beside you for the rest of this podcast?
Yes.
Knowing that... Douglas, even ironically, that movie's bad.
I love it. And you know what's funny?
It good?
You know what's funny? I hear a loud, a resounding silence coming from Andrew's side, but I know for a fact that he is with me on this
Andrew?
One.
Andrew?
What is this topic we discussed right now?
Zohan.
Zohan is a yes. Zohan.
Holy shit. I'm podcasting with morons.
Anyway. Cuckoo is a show, apparently, about this very, daddy's girl, smart person about to go to university, that goes to, Thailand for a vacation right before university, and meets Andy Samberg, whose name in this show is Cuckoo, and somehow falls in love with him, marries him in Thailand, brings him back home to England to live with her parents, and decides to not go to school again so that she can work and support Cuckoo, who is writing a book about some ridiculously unfunny thing that's supposed to be funny and ironic in his mind. This movie is poor. It's piss poor. I hope that he didn't leave SNL for this show. Did he leave SNL? Is that what? Yes, I think the two of them left, right? Did Hader and him leave?
I don't know about Hader, but I know Sandberg left.
Yeah. Bad choice on his part.
Also, on a side note, I haven't watched SNL in God knows how long. Why do I care who's there?
Yeah, me neither. But I don't know. I was just asking.
Why are you so aggressive?
Don't be
Andrew?
So mean.
What the hell is going on? Is it because we told you to turn on the lights?
I think it is.
Look, we can't have you murdered on the podcast, alright? So the lights have to stay on.
But so that's it from me. That's all I've watched this week. Thank you. Good night.
That's it. You're gone. You're not talking to us anymore?
Nope.
Wow. This review is going to be hard.
Okay.
So what I saw in the last couple of weeks, a lot of movies, but these are the couple that I want to talk about are, first of all, Dread, the new film starring Carl Urban and Olivia Thirlby, where they steal the plot of The Raid and put Judge Dredd in the middle of it.
Yay!
And that's it. It's awesome. It's pretty goddamn fun. I even enjoyed the 3D, and I've gotten to the point with 3D films where when I don't like the 3D, I just don't talk about it anymore. I just pretend like I watched a 2D movie. I really like the 3D in this movie. And I even before I went into the movie, I remember hearing a lot of people talking about how the movie was coming off as sexist with all of its marketing because... Carl Urban is playing Judge Dredd, and a whole thing about Judge Dredd, the character from the comics, which wasn't in the beloved Stallone 90s movie.
Yes, the great.
Was that Judge Dredd never takes off his helmet, which is what happens in this movie. Carl Urban, for the full runtime, you never see him without his helmet. All you see is a chin, and it's awesome. But Olivia Thirlby, being the female who everyone... wants to stare at for the entire movie, doesn't have her helmet on, and people are going on, that's probably Hollywood sexism, but if it is or if it isn't, they wrote in a nice reason, and I enjoyed it for that. There is a particularly fantastic scene to do with that reason later on in the movie, which I loved so much. The movie's good. You guys should go and watch it.
When are we going to get real 3D TVs? What's the point of me watching a movie in 3D in the theaters if I can't watch it at home?
I have a real 3D TV.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Yes, you I have do. A TV that has a fast enough refresh rate so that you can put on glasses and watch, be tricked into thinking that you're watching a 3D movie.
You mean the same thing that happens in the theaters?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Okay. So, when are we going to get those glassless 3D movie 3D? TVs.
After 4K, Douglas. Those of you think I give a shit about getting glasses free 3D if I can't get 4K? I want 4K tonight if I could get it. That's all that matters, Douglas.
No. Actually, don't want Damian, 3D, but whatever.
Yes.
So, Damien, a 4K TV is released tonight. Are you buying a processor or a 4K TV?
If I had the $10,000 required to get any of the 4K TVs today, I wouldn't even build a house. I just go buy the TV now. All I want is more better. That is more better, faster. That is all. That is what technology is. And that is all I want. Right? Don't ask silly questions.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Another movie I recently saw, I'm sure I've seen this movie at the very least in bits, if not its entirety, so long ago, but like so many movies which I talk about like that, it's been so long that I forgot that I saw it. I know I knew the important bits and I knew about it. I watched Carrie. The Brian De Palma film adaptation.
By the way,
Stephen King. Yes?
Know that we're on Brian De Palma. Can I tell you? I found out recently that he's actually a really good director. For some reason, right? Yeah. And I know we've had this argument before.
Mm-hmm.
But for some
we had
reason,
it when we talked about the trailer for his new movie.
For some reason, The Untouchables was on the TV. And Michelle was with me. And I was like, she wasn't really watching it because it's not her kind of movie. But then after a while, because I was at a computer doing something, and I noticed she stopped talking to me for like a long period of time.
As well,
and
she
I was like,
should.
What? And then all of a sudden, she just like in with the most kind of what's the word? Incredulous sort of tone is like, this movie is amazing. And of course, I'm like, yeah, of course, it's Untouchables. This movie is awesome. And she's like, yeah, I know. And Brian De Palma directed it. And I was like, what? I honestly did not know he directed that movie. And
you
then,
do know that I reminded you of that fact when we talked about the trailer 3 weeks ago.
I'm sure you did. And then I went through his IMDb list and was reminded of all of these movies that you reminded me of before, like Mission Impossible and this and that. And I was like, wow. So he did another good movie other than Scarface? Okay. So, yeah, he's awesome.
I can't wait to remind
very,
you of this in another month.
I know. He's very up and down, though. He has some really bad movies.
No, yeah. He's, as I've described him, he's a 50-50 filmmaker for me.
Yeah.
But I still, but for the movies that are good, I love him for that, and I'm willing to watch anything he makes, hoping that it's another good one. What the fuck is that?
What?
The slasher just came into the room. Andrew, don't turn on the lights. No.
I'm going to go up the stairway now.
No, you need to take a shower.
I think someone is setting off fireworks. Which I don't understand why, because there's no holiday around now.
Weird, stupid country. I guess that's what you do when gas is cheap.
Actually, no, gas got expensive.
Please.
Expensiver.
Oh, okay, thanks.
No, it got less cheap.
Thank you, Douglas. Thank you.
Anyways, I was talking about Carrie. I really love this movie. There was this thing that he did where for the introductory scene where we're first meeting Carrie, he has it completely slow motioned, where I imagine that it's the first time that Carrie actually uses her powers in accidentally while they're going through the girls' locker room, and then he uses that same technique at the end during the infamous scene when they drop the pig's blood on her, and completely slow motion from the announcement of she is the prom queen to the pig's blood coming down, complete slow motion, and it's just so wonderfully put together. The thing about horror, and we talk about it so often on this podcast because we generally don't like horror that much. Horror has found, when it's good, it generally focuses on sex, religion, and also blood. And this movie finds ways to bring up those visuals, ideas in such a concise manner. This movie is like 90 minutes on the dot, and I thought it was going to be longer. It goes by in a heartbeat. It's so good. I loved especially the performance from, I can't remember the woman's name, but it's Carrie's mother, Margaret. I can't remember the actress' name. I think it's Piper something. Piper Laurie. I could be wrong there. Especially in that final scene when she's come back from after having murdered all of her classmates. It's so good. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie or what you think about it, but I really loved it. I also, over the last weekend, I watched a Greta Gerwig double feature.
Ooh, did you watch Dish on the Spoon?
No, is that an actual movie?
Yes, it's a Greta Gerwig movie.
No, that is not one of the Greta Gerwig movies. I could kind of tell what Douglas's thoughts are on Greta Gerwig.
I love her. Damien is very quiet. So much.
What do you think of Greta Gerwig, Damien?
I like her.
You like her?
Yeah. I'm okay. Not a bigger fan as all her movies as Douglas. Douglas.
Well, no, no. She has some really bad movies. Right. I'll be the first
Douglas person to say that. Douglas is clearly in love with her.
To me, she's on the same sort of level as Zooey Deschanel.
Right. I have two crushes in terms of female actresses. Britt Marling, which...
Oh, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And Emma Stone.
Why?
doesn't really come. Right. I mean, I could cheat and say Christina Hendricks, but she's not that great an actress. She's
Which one is that?
No? Unbelievably beautiful.
Christina Hendricks.
Mad Men, and
The Girl in Drive. Yeah,
got punched in the face.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Holy shit, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But that's cheating. She's not that great an actress. I don't like her because I like her movies. I like her because she's like a 20 out of 10. While Emma Stone and Britt Marling, I like them because I like their movies.
Emma Stone?
Yes, I love her. I love her.
She was funny in...
I love her.
And she was...
Look, you can't... Look, Zooey Deschanel, ites.
All right.
Don't speak to me about any of this.
Actually, funny enough, I rediscovered the other day that Emma Stone is in Superbad.
Yeah, she is. That was her first big movie.
That was awesome. Anyways, back to Greta Gerwig double feature.
Right.
I watched Damsels in Distress, the new Whit Stillman film, and I watched Lola Versus.
Okay.
Douglas gets to play his own game and ask which one is good and which one is bad.
The good one is Damsels in Distress.
Damien?
Lola Versus? Damsels in Distress sounds like shit. Sounds like a terrible
So
game
you're both you're both wrong and they're you're both bad. Right. Because both of them are out of shit.
They're both bad.
Damsels in Distress spends 90 minutes with five female characters who talk as if they don't exist in the real world. All of those problems we've had with movies by the likes of Noah Baumbach and retroactive problems we've had with Wes Anderson.
Listen here, Noah Baumbach is awesome.
Hey,
just because he did one bad movie does not
really
mean
bad movie.
You can talk shit about Noah Baumbach.
Can. Did you see that last movie?
And you know what? Well, no, sorry.
Okay.
I was about to show that there's a correlation between his bad movie and Greta Gerwig, but then I realized that wouldn't further my argument for loving her so much.
Yep.
Very well.
Yep. Right. So all of those problems that we've talked about with those filmmakers and their movies, multiplied by our own 10 to the billionth power.
Holy shit.
And you'll understand what Whit Stillman made with Damsels in Distress. There is a character in this film which every time someone mentions a guy like hitting on another girl, she says, and I quote, he is making a playboy or operator type move.
He's making
she
a
says
what?
It around 10 times in the movie. Over and it's aggravating. The movie, it tries to be clever, but all it does is annoy you. Lola Versus is a stupid romantic comedy, which at no point is interesting and shouldn't be talked about.
Oh.
There's nothing else I really want to
you
talk
know,
about.
She was that was surprisingly good, Arthur.
Yeah, I enjoyed Arthur. I liked Arthur. I did watch the second season of Sherlock, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, Sherlock is amazing. The remake of the Dudley Moore movie. So it's the British asshole. He has his brand. Russell Brand.
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember. I know. Yeah, she was good in that. That
with movie, Helen Mirren.
That movie was pretty decent.
That movie was okay.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to hate the
Me
hell
too.
Out of that movie.
Me too. Have you seen the original?
No,
the original is bad.
Yeah, that's what everybody
it's bad.
Like the reviews that I read about.
And it's weird because
movie.
I had seen the original when I was young, and I remember liking it. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it again because it had like come up and became notoriety, whatever. And so I was like, okay, let me watch it again. And it was I don't think I finished it. It was bad.
Okay. Anything else, Andrew?
No, nothing. I mean, I rewatched Prometheus today, and I've decided that while it doesn't really say all the things people want it to say, I like that movie.
No, the movie's good. It has a lot of problems, but every movie has their problems.
Yeah, like the script
I mean,
part.
The only
part
real
of that movie
like,
is bad.
Like people love to go on about, oh, look at stupid scientists, but literally the only real stupid moment that I laugh at it for is the running in a straight line scene.
Which one is that now?
When he's falling and Charlize Theron is running in a straight line as it's rolling towards her.
Yep.
Like.
Yeah.
let me see.
No, there are a lot of... I've seen all the complaints, and I could list a lot, which probably, if you're paying attention, you would point and laugh at it. But honestly, I think it's no worse than most movies are.
Yeah, Nicholas was watching it the other day, and so I caught, like... I think I caught it the tail end and a little bit of the early parts.
I need to watch it.
All babies together, everyone a scene. Half of us are satisfied, half of us in
this week, one of the trailers I wanted to talk about is Identity Thief.
Says we gotta cut the card, you don't pay your bills.
I pay my bills. Swipe it one more time. Nothing wrong with that card.
Randy, go get a debit
Sandy.
Card.
Sandy?
Yep.
That's un nombre de una mujer. Yo soy Sandy. Oh, mi nombre es Sandy.
I bet that was hurtful, wasn't it?
Hurtful.
Exceeded the credit limit. I used the card for coffee and gas.
Florida.
Right beyond water sports. Never heard of it. I'm in Colorado. We don't have beaches. You know, we're landlocked.
Spatterson, you missed your court date in Florida 3 days ago.
I've never even been to Florida.
Pull a mugshot.
What the hell is this?
If I had to guess, this is the person who stole your identity.
Careful, Every day I'm hustling, 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 hustling.
Sammy Bigelow, Patterson.
Every day I'm hustling.
Which comes from the guys who gave us
Horrible Bosses.
Yes. Horrible Bosses. My brain totally blanked. This time with Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy.
Well, no, the trailer itself does look funny. I mean, no, you don't think it
looks
is?
Like he's trying too hard. There are some funny bits, but it looks, a lot of it seems forced. But it's from the guys that did Horrible Bosses. And we saw that trailer. And it looked good, but we didn't realize just how good. And now Douglas' favorite actress is in Horrible Bosses, and he still loved it. Right? Wanderlust. I'm not going to stop. Friends. You don't like calling her name. So
yeah, I don't.
And we still love that movie.
Actually, not only was she in it, and not only do we like it, but she was great in that movie.
This movie, as long as they do what they did with Horrible Bosses, I know I'm going to love the movie, but I didn't find myself loving the trailer as much. I really did think that there were some sections there that they were kind of trying too hard. I don't remember what the song was that they were playing in the trailer, but do any of you guys remember what song that was?
I really should, shouldn't I? Yes, I'm always should. A music guy, but no, I don't.
But I didn't. I don't know if it was just that song that I didn't like with this trailer, but I don't know. Something about the trailer felt off, but I still think I'm going to watch it.
Oh, was it like a Kanye West song?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think it's Paul.
I think it was Paul.
I'm sure it's Paul. And I think the reason is there was a conversation around the time that Paul was super popular where someone said, list a couple songs where no matter what trailer you cut it to, the songs will still work. And Paul was one of those songs. No matter what trailer it is, even if it has nothing to do with it, they cut Power to a Lord of the Rings trailer, was awesome.
I'm pretty sure that they cut Power, like, actual, this is a real trailer now. If it wasn't Power, it was a Kanye West song. To, like, remember there was some big gangster movie with, Ryan Gosling.
Gangster Squad.
Yeah.
They've cut, the person sat down and they cut trailers to, like, anything. So I think, whenever I hear that trailer, I win. They're just cheating. I think that's probably why it kind of lowered my expectation. But they made Horrible Bosses, so they have to prove me wrong.
No, I think this trailer was pretty funny. And if I wasn't as, I guess, naysaying or as skeptical as I always am, I would definitely say that I'd want to watch this movie based on a trailer. But you see, with these comedies, especially these guys, these people, the trailer never is as good as the movie never is as good as the trailer. You know, you watch a trailer and you get hyped up because they put the, like, best things in there because they know that they've got a poor movie and they need to sell the shit out of it.
They should
be. Right. And you go to the movie and you're disappointed continuously. And I have a sinking feeling that's going to happen in here, but as you say, because they brought us Horrible Bosses, I'm going to try and
they have to prove.
Put that those feelings aside and watch it anyway. But honestly though, on the surface of it, the trailer's great.
I'm going to watch Horrible Bosses again.
I don't know what Damon is talking about, because I love this trailer, and the song that they played at least throughout the back half of the trailer is a Nerd song. I can't remember the title right now.
Yes, yes, Rockstar.
Right.
Yes.
Another song that you can cut any trailer to.
Yeah, but no, they had the Kanye West in there too, right? They had both of them. I remember it was two songs.
I can't wait to see more Melissa McCarthy. I'm one of those people who are on that bandwagon.
Who's bandwagon?
Ever since Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids.
Oh, why are you on that wagon? She's not that funny. You know, all right. You know what? Hold on. Stop. I'm gonna tell you. Here's what you watch to know that she's not necessarily that great. Mm-hmm. Just watch Samantha Who.
Samantha Who. I've never even heard of that.
It's what's her face's show? Christina Applegate's show before she got into a good show. That show is horrible, and Melissa, what the fuck her name is, was in that show, and it was not funny. She was not funny.
Okay. I'm going to have
Andrew?
Why are you saying bad things about Melissa McCarthy?
Have you watched that movie? I mean, that show, rather?
Which show?
Samantha Who?
No one has seen it.
No, I don't even know what that show is.
Okay, I'm going to have to explain again. Christina Applegate, before she struck gold with Up All Night, was in a show, starred in a show, where she had lost her memory and had to figure out who she was and live with her parents. And Melissa What's-Her-Face was also in that show. And that show was not good. It was not funny. And neither was What's-Her-Face.
Right, so Damien has brought up on multiple occasions the thing he used to do a lot of times, which was try and think of bad movies that actors we love are in, right? And then IMDb ruining that for all of it, for him and his friends. Right. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right. I don't care what bad shit Melissa McCarthy has done before Bridesmaids, because everyone has to eat.
Bridesmaids. But wasn't Bridesmaids horrible? Wasn't Bridesmaids bad? No? Bridesmaids is the one with Kristen Wiig, right?
Right.
I mean, I didn't finish watching the movie, but I had to stop like 15 minutes in because it wasn't funny.
Can we cut Douglas out of this podcast? Douglas has been saying crazy shit from the start of this podcast. Are you feeling okay?
Isn't it the one where she starts off by getting talking? Like... Stop. Crazy don't by Andrew's
okay, so identity thief,
Mad Men or whatever they're called.
We're all going to watch
Mad Men.
The next trailer we're going to talk about is Lincoln, subtitle Unite. Which when you subtitle a trailer, that has a lot of balls subtitling a trailer.
Think we choose to be born, or we fit it to the times we're born into. We begin with equality. That's the origin, isn't it? That's justice.
See, we've shown that a people can endure awful sacrifice and yet cohere. Shall we stop this bleeding?
Can I just start and say that this was a horrible trailer?
Sure you can.
Please?
Okay.
Because it was. It was a horrible trailer, yet it did what it needed to do. The first half of the trailer was bullshit. Yeah. Right? So there's it started off on a very weak foot. Why am I watching scenes of Nelson Mandela and...
Look, it's the History Channel.
Yeah, whatever. And honestly, I feel like somebody did up this trailer, proposed the first half, and with it ending when Daniel Day-Lewis came on and said some like iconic line, and was like, "That's my trailer." And then somebody was like, "That trailer's lame. Go fix it." And the person was probably very upset, and so somehow found a way to keep that first half of the trailer in the trailer. I think that's what happened. The second half of the trailer still wasn't that great. But what it did is it showed me who is in this movie. I saw Daniel Day-Lewis. I saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I saw John Hawks. I saw Tommy Lee Jones. I saw all sorts of people that I love. And because of that, because Steven Spielberg is directing this movie... Because of everything.
The man who brought us War Horse is coming back again this Christmas.
Negative.
Because of all of that, I am going to watch this movie.
You picked the wrong film for Steven Spielberg. There's only one film that you need to know when you think of Steven Spielberg.
What's that?
and that's when aliens came to kill us.
that movie doesn't exist.
And Breeze that movie doesn't killed exist. The aliens. The air. The
Oh, I thought you were talking about another Aliens movie.
Mm-mm. War of the Worlds is the worst movie okay. ever made.
But I really like that movie though. I really like that movie.
It's the worst. The difference is, Damien, I wasn't doing that to you. I was thinking of verifiably good movie.
I don't know about verifiably good.
I still haven't sounded off on that.
And you'll never watch that movie. You're never going to watch that movie.
I think Damien's opinion has a little bit too much weight for him to watch that movie.
War of the Worlds. Oh, sweet Jesus.
That movie's so good, though.
How did that movie end, Douglas?
I love that
How
movie.
How did the aliens lose?
I love it.
How did the aliens
the
lose?
The air.
First of all, Damien.
The
Damien.
Air defeated them.
Damien. How does War of the Worlds beat AI?
Look.
Listen. You have to respect the aliens for waiting underground for 3,000 years.
And not dying.
And then coming up.
And dying. Look.
At the end of the day, I always have Indy 4 to pull out of the hat.
Look.
That's what I thought he was talking about when he started talking about aliens.
AI and Indy 4 aren't technically movies. Right? There's no fun poking at those movies because they are certifiably bad. They are horrendous pieces of film that no one is going to. You only watch those movies even as a joke. I can't bet you money and get you to watch those movies. You won't. You'll just forfeit and go on with your life. I can't con you into watching War of the Worlds again. I can't con anybody into watching AI or Indy 4 again. It's impossible. I can't con somebody into watching Ballistic X vs. Evil. Right? I say, look at this action movie, and they'll sit down, and then at the end of the movie, they'll punch me in the face.
And at one point later in your life, your children will look at you and they'll say, Daddy, where did that mark come from?
Right.
Son.
There's a line that you shouldn't cross, and I've crossed it several times. This is the result.
Oh. I told the wrong person to watch
the wrong movie. Look, Lincoln is the same thing as Jedga last year, right? Movies about iconic.
No. Movies do about not compare iconic. Clint Eastwood to Steven Spielberg.
Look here.
Let's get that straight.
It's movies about iconic people in American history that I don't give a flying insert whatever expletive you want here about. The movie is going to be fun for people who love Lincoln. Just like Jedga was fun for people who love Jedga. And they're the same people. The same people that watch that movie is going to watch this movie. And for everybody else, it will be boring. However, I have to watch this movie because Daniel Day-Lewis' performance
is going to be amazing.
Holy shit.
Does he do bad performances?
Never.
No.
I'm trying to think, and I'm like, he did do a musical 9, but I still liked him in that movie.
Right. I mean, he's so good. It is kind of infuriating because you see other people who just cannot compete with that. And you go, why isn't he in more movies and these assholes shot somewhere in a ditch? Can't we turn him into an action star and stop having Mark Wahlberg show up
in
the movies?
I'm sure he's a fucking diva. He's like, I am awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to be in your shitty movie.
That's probably true.
So all of these movies come to him, and he's like,
no,
fuck you. Did you not see my left foot? What's wrong with you?
I'm better than all of this.
But can you imagine, like, another 10 years from now where Daniel Day-Lewis is like, sure, why not just do something fun for once? And he ends up in a movie opposite Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson will be 100, man.
Why is Liam Neeson still
Liam
killing
Neeson
people
window
at like
is closing, you know, guys.
Jesus, trust me, it is. Did you not see the trailer for Taken 2? By the way, I so need to watch that movie, but I haven't.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it tomorrow too. But like that guy, he's been like soft for a long time, and I saw him. Oh, it's so funny. I saw him in an interview about Taken, and he was talking about the fighting scenes. And he's like, yeah, we wanted to keep it real. And the consultant that came in was, you know, from the army in a prior life. And we made sure X and Y. You know, they keep talking about how great the action is. And then he said something just like off the cuff that I actually latched onto and knew exactly what he was saying. But he was making it sound nice. He was like, yeah, you know, sometimes we'd go and we'd do the fights. And if something didn't... If a certain way of doing things didn't gel with my body shape, we'd change it to look better. I was like, no. What you meant to say was that you're an old ass man and you can't do the same things that you used to
do
anymore.
You can't
do
the scenes how the director wanted it. Hey guy, punch Liam Neeson in the face. Holy shit. Guys, I have to redo that. He actually looks hurt. It was a fake punch and he's hurt. Liam, are you okay? It's my back. Holy shit.
We need but some anyways, oxygen, guys. We need some oxygen.
But anyways, back to Lincoln.
Kill all of us.
No, I think that trailer was horrendous, but I'm going I'm going to watch the movie because I think the movie
it's him talking
will be
in a room.
Like.
And then
it's going to be,
to
you know, it's going to be a huge expose is not the right word, but like a platform for Daniel Day-Lewis to yet again perform long monologues and for us to marvel at how amazing this man is. That's what
like,
this movie is
like
going to be.
Jenga. That is exactly what Jenga was. Holy shit, Leonardo DiCaprio can act the shit out of this movie. I know it's done.
So you guys, punishment right now is you have to watch There Will Be Blood like 10 times right now.
I don't think that's punishment.
Yeah, that's the worst punishment I've ever heard.
It's not punishment.
Hey,
it's
watch
I'm
this
sorry.
Awesome movie 10 times. Alright?
No sleep, no closing of eyes, 10 times in a row right now.
I don't know about the no closing of eyes thing. Blinking is kind of how humans survive. It's really hard.
This trailer is awesome. I loved it.
I think he saw a different trailer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
he did.
There was a bad trailer happening, and then Daniel Day-Lewis started talking, and it became awesome.
I like this. Just blind to everything else.
Yeah.
And then it said Steven Spielberg, and it became even more awesome.
He is awesome. This trailer is awesome. That director is awesome. I'm watching this movie. We're reviewing the trailer. I don't care.
I mean, Steven Spielberg is going to make a movie next year by the name of Robopocalypse. And I think
oh,
I'll
is
watch
that still
too.
Happening? Look, from when I've heard about this movie.
Steven Spielberg takes a while to get shit done. But it gets done. It's Steven goddamn Spielberg.
So, the last trailer I wanted us to talk about was for the latest film called Stoker.
You know, I've often wondered why it is we have children. And the conclusion I've come to is... we want someone to get it right this time. But not me. Personally speaking, I can't wait to watch life tear you apart.
India, is something wrong?
Yes. My father is dead.
Richard Stoker was a family man. Taken from us by a cruel twist of fate, the reasons for which are unknown.
India, come and say hello to your Uncle Charlie.
Hello, India.
I'm curious about what happened to my father.
If
by Park Chan-wook, one of our favorite directors to talk about. We haven't talked about him for a while. I remember a few, in the early days of this podcast, when Douglas came to me happy, thanking me for pushing him to watch Old Boy for the first time. And he was like, now I know what you guys talk about. So, Park Chan-wook, what do you guys think about this trailer, Damien?
Alright. You see what you did a while ago with Lincoln is what I'm about to do now. The reason I put this preface is because I'm going to try my best to not be biased. I'm going to try. It's not going to work. Because I want to watch this movie more than I want to do most things, like breathe and blink. But the trailer itself is not that great.
No.
Hold on. Stop. Stop. The trailer, for a large portion of it, looked like one of those shitty vampire horror type movies that we keep seeing over and over, but they were taking it in a kind of darker direction. It's not until you realize that the uncle, the daughter, and the mother are all on the same page about 30 seconds from the end of the trailer, mm-hmm. you realize who is making this movie. Right? That is when everything comes into focus and you go, you're goddamn right he's making this movie.
Can I tell you though, that's
you
so
just
true.
Kick the trailer in the face.
There's a point in the middle of the trailer, or I think it's a little closer to the end, where they actually say from the director of Old Boy, mm-hmm. and I can tell you, it's like it slapped me and I was like, oh, really? Yes, please. But no, I don't agree with you. I think this trailer, here's what I think about this trailer, right? Uh-huh. I want to say that it's good. And I think, me personally, mm-hmm. I think it's good, but I know that is very subjective.
Look,
hold
Douglas.
On, wait. I don't finish.
Again.
From the get-go, if you watch this trailer and you watch closely and you see what like is going on in the first few scenes before you get to Park Chan-wook, honestly, I looked at this thing and I was like, how can somebody make a movie that is so like dark and so crazy? And then I thought to myself, shit, this is a Lars von Trier movie, isn't it? Because that's what this thing looks like, all right?
On board.
And that is why I am on board. And that is why I love, I really like this trailer. And the fact that it's Park Chan-wook. Yes, it's not Lars, but hey, Park Chan-wook is pretty.
What a trade-off.
It's a good trade-off. I want to say also that the fact that Matthew Goodin is in this movie usually is not a good thing. However,
I have to disagree.
What do you have against Matthew Good?
I don't really like
Brideshead
him.
Unlimited.
I don't really like him. I've seen Brideshead Unlimited. No, wait. He's in that?
A single man.
A single man.
What I was saying though is Matthew Good, I didn't know he was in Brideshead Unlimited, but I've seen that movie. I don't know why I don't recall him. Anyway,
And a single man?
A single man, he was only in there for like 2 seconds. So shut the fuck up.
Watchmen.
Alright, fine. Watchmen was Watchmen.
Okay.
But I've seen things like, what was it, Leap Year? I've seen things like,
which
I can't
was
even,
in for
it's
a
your
second.
Douglas.
He was not in that for a second. Fuck you.
For watching.
He was the main character, right? I've seen things like,
good
I can't
point,
remember,
Andrew. Your fault for watching a good year.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's some shitty British movie about him marrying some girl with Piper Perabo in it. And it's not good.
Are you watching these terrible movies?
I saw Point Break.
No. Match Point?
Match Point, rather. Oh. Yes.
What do you have against Match Point?
It's bad.
Wow.
I have to say, after this conversation.
It's a Woody Allen movie and it was made recently. 9 times out of 10, Andrew, that means it's a bad movie. And you know that.
Fair enough. Can't argue with facts.
I don't think it's that bad a ratio, but sure. I'm going to go that road.
Right. What good movies has he made recently? Vicky Cristina and Midnight in Paris. What else?
Yeah, and then a train line worth of garbage.
Exactly.
And then match point.
No, no.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen the movie, but I can't agree.
So Matthew Good is on very shaky ground with
negative.
Me. But
negative. I can't say he's a fantastic actor. So I'm not going to say he's on shaky.
But hold on. But in this trailer, just the look of him. I mean,
this trailer is unsettling. Which is
when
great.
I saw this trailer, exactly, it's unsettling. And when you look at it, like, the way he moves, the way the camera picks him up, the way he is, the camera makes him seem so pale. He's just the creepiest man in the world in this movie. And that's just yet another reason for me to love this.
Didn't you like The Lookout?
No, I didn't. Was he in The Lookout? I didn't remember
yes,
that.
He
thanks,
is.
Thanks for reminding me. The Lookout was horrible.
I think I know what my issue with this trailer is.
What's that?
For the first... It was like a 2-minute trailer. For the first 90 seconds, it felt like a horror movie.
It did, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And then, you saw that they were all... You saw Park Chan-wook name. And you saw that everybody was on the same page.
Yeah.
And I went, this movie is not a horror movie. This movie is messed up. I want to watch it. But I don't know if it's the trailer that is making me want to watch it. Or the name. I know I like the trailer, Douglas.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I know what you mean.
Right? But it feels like a horror movie for a long part of it. Which means it's a bad trailer. I hate all horror movies. But Park Chan-wook.
It feels like a Lars von Trier movie.
Yes.
But
it is bending what I think about the movie. I don't know if I like it or not. I don't know. I can't know. I'm sorry.
So you guys brought up the weird thing that it does, where it kind of feels like it's a vampire movie, but he's already done one of those, and that was awesome. Thirst was great. So even if it turned out to be a vampire, and even it kind of even comes out to be that in a little way, because the after effect of vampire movies is they're killing people and they have to get rid of bodies and such, and that's kind of what they're doing in this movie, which is what we find out in the last like 20 seconds of this trailer. What I found kind of off-putting was even though it's a 2-minute trailer, the way how it feels so slow in the beginning to deal with like how you will see this real close-up of Nicole Kidman's face, and she's like, what are you talking about? And how it's not getting to its own point as to what this movie is selling us. It felt really odd, but at the same time, I knew before I pressed play that I was watching a trailer for a Park Chan-wook film, and I was going to want to watch it anyways. The trailer itself, it's not that great, if I was being honest.
Douglas is flipping you the bird.
But it's a Park Chan-wook movie, so that doesn't count. Just like how Lincoln had Daniel Day-Lewis and it didn't count anymore.
I think we should stop being a trailer section. We should stop pretending that we're reviewing trailers.
We're just talking about movies we want to watch.
Right, we're not reviewing anything. We're pointing to things we like. And it's going to force us to watch these movies. The only trailers we review positively are trailers we hate.
And those are the ones you guys make me kick out before the podcast anyways.
Exactly. You see if I can go, this trailer is shitty. And there's nothing in there that is going to sway this decision. So let's not watch this.
So we're all going to watch Park Chan-wook. We're all going to watch
I think
Horrible
so.
Bosses 2. And we're all going to watch Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis. From the cradle to the grave, when all I want. Treasure just to love.
c'est Nicolas. Ma vie, elle est chouette. Et je veux surtout pas qu'elle change.
Redresse, redresse.
Eux, c'est papa et maman.
Redresse. Redresse, 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 redresse.
Arrête avec tes redresses. Tu me fais perdre tous mes moyens.
Ils se disputent souvent.
Non, jamais.
This week, Douglas decided to make us watch Little Nicholas. So my question to him, and actually I've had a thought listening to while we're recording this podcast that has made me realize exactly why Douglas picks these movies every time it's his turn to pick his movies. Do you only pick movies that your girlfriend will watch because they're French?
No.
That's a valid way to pick movies. I must say. Here's the thing. Before we get into these movies, last week Douglas wanted us to watch The Marigold Hotel. And...
No, first he wanted to make us watch Shut Up and Play the Hits, which is the new LCD yes, sound true. System right. documentary, which I couldn't get a chance to watch, so I'm like, pick something else. And then he picked the best exotic Marigold Hotel.
So, you're actually 0-3, though. Now, I haven't seen this the movie that we're actually going to review.
Mm-hmm.
But the internet doesn't like this movie. It does not like it at all. And I've heard you and Andrew make light references to how bad this movie is already in this podcast. I can only assume that it's bad. The LCD sound system movie, I saw a part of. And the reason I only saw a part is because I don't like the group.
You don't like the LCD sound system?
No, I do not.
Aww.
And watching this documentary without proper speakers or proper headphones did not help that situation. Irrespective of all of that, it is boring. It is the bad way to make documentaries about musicians. Right? It is the very bad way. Where you follow them with a camera and hope that they say something interesting.
Seriously, that's how it works? I actually watched something similar to that. I watched something about Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the 9/11 sort of time. And he was walking around and doing a concert with Billy Joel and stuff. And it was just him walking around.
Right,
and just... as I say, I kind of enjoyed it a little bit only because I like Paul McCartney. But that's not fair.
Right, that's the
know?
Worst way to meet these. So, while I haven't seen this movie, I saw the other two movies. Did not like either of them. So please tell me that this movie, the one I haven't seen, is the good one. Is it the good one?
I'll let Andrew answer that.
I'm going to defend your movie now. Andrew, do
so
you love
before,
it?
So, before we get to good or bad, we should tell people what this movie is about.
Okay.
Right? So, it's about a child by the name of Nicholas gets into his head that his parents are going to be having another child because he hears from one of his friends that one day his father came home smiling and then later on he got a little brother who he hated. And one day he sees his father smiling and says, oh shit, I'm going to have a little brother. And he spends the rest of the movie trying to find a way to get a hitman, for lack of a better word, to kidnap his brother and take him away. The brother that isn't even born yet. Right? And take him away. And in the middle of all of this is just regular 7-year-old school hijinks happening. Basically, the way I view this movie is it's a French version of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which I've never watched, but only seen the trailers, and I imagine this is the movie that Diary of a Wimpy Kid is like. It's the kind of movie which you would remember having watched when you were 6 or 7 years old, and you would have only liked it because, as Damien puts it so eloquently whenever he talks about putting on movies for his little cousins, children would watch anything with flashing lights in front of them.
Goddamn right. TV's the best babysitter ever.
This movie is mind-numbingly bad.
Oh,
there... There is nothing of substance to latch on to this movie because it was made for 6- and 7-year-olds. So if you have a 6 or 7 year old, I'm sure you won't mind. And of course, they speak French because you.
What
those
if you have the mind of
through.
A 6 or 7 year old, like myself?
If you have the mind of a 6 or 7 year old, then sure, go for it and see if it catches your fancy. And they would watch this movie and probably have fun. But there's nothing for me to enjoy in this movie, and it does what all of these movies do for me is it makes me remember how Douglas picks his movies. Which is, I believe, with little to no research, and just going, it's French? Yes. Is it French? Does it have a song from a band I like? Or did the poster look cool?
You expect me to believe that Douglas doesn't have a spreadsheet, right? Where he goes through and meticulously checks whether or not he's supposed to. You think that Douglas just turns up, opens Netflix, hits French, and then picks whatever you see? Andrew, I will not have you say such things about my friend Douglas.
I have seen
the spreadsheet myself.
I mean,
and it is glorious.
There are good things to this process of picking. I mean, we have gotten Lahane out of him, right? And that movie is brilliant. Mm. And without Douglas's
we wouldn't have gotten
Lahane.
No, Andrew.
And I love the theory.
Andrew, I would like to say that I resent your remarks. because Damien, I was about to bring up the theory, but Damien preempted me, and thank you for doing that, sir. Because
Andrew didn't like the theory, though.
So Andrew didn't like the theory? Well, this makes sense.
I like it.
Because
not,
listen,
not
listen.
Not
so why, maybe Andrew believes that this is mind-numbingly bad, because it's not, there's not much to do with the mind in this movie. Right, but there's nothing wrong with that. There was nothing to do with the mind in the fairy either. I would put
this movie get it right, Douglas. Stop beating around the
bush. This movie is not as good as the fairy, but this movie is still pretty decent. It's enjoyable. I'd say it's enjoyable. That ridiculous setup that Andrew just set up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really not hear that? And did you really hear
it's
that? And think
great.
That
thank, it's
exactly,
sounded great.
Exactly. This the story that this movie goes through is just so ridiculous that you just watch it and you're just kind of smiling the whole way.
Are there plastic bag jellyfish?
No,
ah,
no, there
boo.
Are no plastic bag
boo.
Jellyfish.
Boo.
So as Andrew says. You know, this guy somehow decides that he's getting a brother.
He's seven,
yeah. So one of his friends comes home and says, boy, you know, my father was smiling. He was nice to my mother today. He actually brought out the trash without complaining. And literally, his father, Nicholas's father, does the same thing. And he's like, oh, shit. Oh, well. There goes the neighborhood. And the whole movie is really him trying to figure out, how am I going to get this person to kidnap my brother, who doesn't exist yet? I mean,
who is he getting to kidnap? All
right, so what he does, right? Mm-hmm. There is a poster in a newspaper for what seems to be a movie about a gangster by the name of Blind Jack. So everybody looks and they're like, look, Blind Jack, he's coming to France. Mm-hmm. We can use him. And they actually look in the phone book and they're like, I can't find Jack. And then they're like, oh, look under B for blind. And they're looking for this movie just has so many moments of like, are you serious? This is just stupid and ridiculous. And he ends up calling Blind Jack. Blind Jack is a man who owns a garage, a car garage. And so he keeps, Nicholas keeps saying, you know, we need you to come pick up something. And he's like, well, you know, I can do it there. And he's like, no, I can pick it up. I can pick it up and I'll work on the insides. And they're like, wow, that's a little bit. But, well, whatever you want to do with the boy, you know, once you have him. And so they need 500 francs to afford Blind Jack, Blind Jack's pickup service. And so they go and they try all of these things. There's roulettes involved. There's strength potions involved. Yeah. There's Asterix and Obelisk involved. There's all sorts of foolishness going on, and finally they get 500 francs. And they call the guy, and he's like, oh, so where can I pick up the car? And they're like, shit, okay. And they hang up, and they're like, no, he wants a car! And now they have to find a car. And there's a whole nother set of ridiculousness with that. And in the end, he decides that he wants a brother. And it's all sort of foolishness. But it's just fun foolishness. I'm not going to say that this is like a great film. I'm not going to say that this is like extremely good, but this is a very watchable, mm-hmm. very enjoyable movie that honestly, if it was on TV, I'd watch it again.
And that is what Douglas sounds like when he's defending his pick. Andrew, you said that this movie is trite garbage. And could be marked down as a war crime if if you could get a hold of the director. So what I have here is a conundrum. I can go with Douglas, which there is clear bias. It is French, and it is also Douglas's pick. So there is clear bias. I have seen Douglas throw his own movies under a bus. But he's not doing it with this one. So there may be, and the premise sounds ridiculous enough that it may be good. The problem is, the premise sounds ridiculous enough that it may have ended up where Andrew said it did. Who to believe? I don't want to. I mean, I might not even get a chance to watch this movie either way. I don't want. It's on Netflix, right?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We can check when we go outside.
Oh my god. Should.
But I can lend you my copy.
Although, Andrew did like Judge Dredd. Ooh, to believe.
When you're staring down Andrew Carl like Urban's chin, movie. You have no excuse yeah. not to like it.
No, he liked it. He just didn't love it. He enjoyed the movie, but that is the wrong reaction to have to the theory. I don't know. You know what?
Damien.
I'm siding with Andrew.
Fuck you.
Damien.
I remember that we ever had to give Andrew a free pass this year.
Did you ever get around to watching the movie The Adventures of Adele Blanc-Sec, which I think that week was another one which you hadn't seen?
No, I haven't.
That movie was horrible, though. That movie was bad. I know I picked that, but that movie was horrible.
No, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, man.
So Micmac.
I was so upset with that movie.
I sat down and watched Micmac, which Douglas still has not apologized to me for.
Because that movie's fantastic. I don't care what you say.
Douglas refuses to back down.
Sometimes I worry about where Douglas is from, because on this podcast, it seems he only seems to watch things if they are released in England or France.
Well, it's good to have that, because then, you know, he expands our movie palette. We only go to specific areas. We go to South Korea when we want
revenge. Yeah.
And then we kind of focus most of our efforts with American film. And if it weren't for Douglas, most of the time we wouldn't see films from anywhere else. I mean, I picked A Prophet, but that's only after everybody and their mother went, this might be the greatest movie we've ever seen. But Douglas will just pick random ass movies. And
like, seriously, Douglas, what is your random factor? What
it is random.
Let me tell you my precise formula behind randomly picking shit.
How did you get onto this one this time?
This one, yes. Honestly, and. I almost don't want to say it because it's going to kind of go against me.
Yes.
But this one, Michelle told me about, And then I used my formula. I looked at the poster.
Mm-hmm. You saw it was French.
I saw,
your girlfriend liked it.
I saw what it was about. And I was like, why not?
Yep. You're like, Andrew's making me pick another movie.
I saw the trailer. You've not painted yourself in the best light.
I know I haven't.
But, I mean, look, whenever we see fun foreign trailers, we always say we're going to watch them, but a lot of time we don't get around to it. I remember Sound of Noise.
Sound of Noise. Yeah.
We saw that trailer and flipped out, right? But then the movie came out for a good while before we sat down and went, someone said, all right, we're picking this. Let's watch this. And, you know, that movie was bad. But then Headhunters, the movie that I saw, I've been telling you lunatics to watch. I don't know if Andrew saw it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I think Andrew said he saw it.
I haven't seen it yet.
You, of course, haven't watched it. But that, we saw the trailer for that. And
that looked awesome. Yeah.
Right. And then we waited.
Douglas, it's on Netflix now.
Oh, is it?
Months.
Yes. Is it a this year movie?
It was last year. It's 2011.
Last year in Norway, but I think it's this year for US. All right,
if it's this year, then I'll watch it because it's October,
mm-hmm,
and I don't have a top 10. I don't even think I have a top 1. I've watched really.
Douglas has to start planning ahead for his top 10 movies.
but you know what? I just realized I have a very long, like 2.5 week vacation coming up. It's gonna be glorious. I'm going to the US Virgin Islands for a few days, and then I'm coming back. And I have no plans. I might if my paycheck comes, I might decide to go to Trinidad and watch Skyfall.
Vacations scare me. They really do. People who, like, you ever see those people where before they go on vacation, you see that they've put an inordinate amount of time planning, like every single second.
Listen, all I do is if I'm going somewhere else, I'm just like, I want to go to
exactly.
Australia.
No, right. And then people who say, I'm going there. What are you going to do there? I don't know.
Exactly. That's
I'll
how
figure
I am.
That shit out when I get there. But people are like, all right, we need to go here. You're going to be more tired when you come back because you've spent all this time trying to hit all these things on the vacation. You won't have enjoyed it. When you just go, I want to go to there. And then you go, I enjoy yourself and come back. That seems to be how to get it done. Well, good luck with your vacation. Hopefully your computer doesn't die
again
3 days before your vacation. Because you don't play that many video games, so you don't have the out that I have.
Yeah. Well, no, I could,
games.
Though. I mean, honestly, I have a very powerful system outside with a couple pretty decent games that I bought for myself that I just still haven't played.
You know, that's the worst part of being an adult. Remember when you were small and you went... When I grow up and have money for myself, I'm going to buy all this shit. I'm going to do all of that. And then your girlfriend like, I don't have time for any of this shit.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's like what I was telling my friend the other day. He's like, I never work on my birthday. I'm like, look, even if I took the day off, all of my friends work.
Exactly. Yeah, like we going to take the day off on your birthday. What is Andrew's birthday? Guys are not coming in. Why, Damien? It's my virgin birthday. What do you mean by why? Damien, you're fired. All right.
Taking a day off just doesn't sound as exciting unless you have something ridiculously sensible planned to do, like a vacation. So, that's the podcast. Little Nicholas, Damien hates the movie just because I told him to.
Exactly.
I hate the film. Douglas lied to us and told us he liked it, so we're giving
it
the top negative.
His girlfriend liked it, so the intern is never wrong, I guess.
What, does she get a vote now? Does that
absolutely
count as half
not.
A vote?
She's an intern. She's not even a real person. She doesn't listen to this, right? Damien furiously backpedaling.
We can cut that out. What should you say now? What are you going to say now?
Oh, she's a lovely person.
Okay.
The intern, I love her. She's
okay.
So nice.
You what?
Yes, you heard me. You heard me. I'm going to murder you until the intern.
And on that note... We should end the podcast. Damien is at Damien_White on Twitter. Douglas is at DJR Lost His Name. I am at Gman Reviews. You can find all of my writing as well as the podcast at gmanreviews.com, and you can find the podcast on iTunes and Podcast Alley and all these other places. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.